Okay, darling. Just take a seat over there. No, not on the opposite end of the table. You have to sit next to me. How else am I supposed to wrap my arm around you? It's been how long since I claimed you? I know you know to stop teasing me by now. There we go. That's right. Right next to me, where you're in range of my hugging, and also my fangs. Now, let's have our little dinner date. Now, what would you like? I'm not going to make you have blood for dinner, obviously, but maybe I can interest you in something a bit more fitting for your palate. So, what would you like? Italian, Thai, Mexican, Japanese? Say no more, my dear.
Servants! Make it happen!
They're so useful. Not as useful as you, obviously. Since they aren't nearly as adorable or stunningly precious, and their necks are nowhere near as biteable. But they did already set out my bottles of blood for me, so that's nice. And they're in the fancy glass wine bottles, too. I love it. It's so fancy. I think I love choosing which one to drink more than I love actually drinking it. There's so many choices. Look, there's blood of a liar, or blood of a killer, or blood of a traitor, or a lot of other ones. The deeds of the person make such a big difference for the taste of the blood. Now, I haven't had mortal food in a while, but I still vaguely remember the taste, so I think I can make a comparison for you. The blood of a liar tastes a bit like lemon chicken. Not exactly, but that's the closest thing I can think to compare it to. The blood of a traitor tastes sweet, like a raspberry tart. Of course, the quality of the taste differs a lot depending on how... what's the word? How extreme the deeds were. For instance, the blood of a liar who just told petty lies about what she got on her test will still taste like lemon chicken, but it'll taste like leftovers that had to be reheated. The blood of a traitor who just stole credit for her friend's joke might taste like a raspberry tart that was left out for a week or two. But if it's the blood of a traitor who sold state secrets or something, well, that's going to taste like the best raspberry tart that you ever had. It's funny. You know, there's this brand that specializes in selling the blood of traitors, and they call themselves Brutus Blood. They're pretty prestigious. In all my years, I've only tasted a few brands with tighter quality control. Which is saying a lot, since I've lived for such a long time. So long that my vampire powers have really developed. To the point that I can view the memories of a person just by drinking their blood. That's one of my favorite parts of sampling different bottles of blood. To see what makes their blood taste so good or bad. Which is why I can't hold back anymore. Let's start with the blood of a traitor. Ugh! Disgusting! It's the blood of a woman who cheated on her husband. Normally, this is a real gourmet bottle that any vampire would just absolutely love to get their hands on. But not me. I hate cheaters with all my guts. It's repulsive. For personal reasons, I can't stand this taste. Because I would never cheat on you. Not like this sorry excuse of a wife. Gun to my head. I'd never even entertain the thought of cheating on you. You could line up every person in the world and give me dibs on whoever I wanted, and I'd still choose you and only you every single time. In all my centuries, you're the only human I've ever loved.
Ugh, I need to get the taste of this trash out of my mouth.
At least she's no longer with us. Hopefully the next bottle will be better. Let's see. How about Blood of a Killer? Meh. It's okay. The lead up to the murder was kind of nice. There was a lot of emotional build-up. There wasn't any one thing that really sent the woman over the edge and made her kill her sister. It was just a million little things. The disappointing part was that the murder was pretty sloppy. The kill wasn't clean, and she didn't really even try to get away with it. She just left the body out in the open. She was too busy crying to try and hide it. I'd never be this sloppy. When I remove someone, I don't leave behind any evidence. That's pretty important when there are so many people who want to take you away from me. I'm too good at swatting flies to get caught. What else do we have here? Ooh, Blood of a Thief. Not my favorite, but it's a close contender. You know, it's pretty funny. The blood of thieves tend to taste a lot like garlic mashed potatoes. Isn't that just so ironic? A vampire drinking blood that tastes like garlic. Well, fingers crossed they stole a gem or something and not a pencil. Oh, this one is actually great. It's super ironic. Because this girl actually got stolen from. I was expecting to see what she stole, but the first memory that comes flooding in is how someone stole her puppy from her. This is why you should always keep a close eye on your things. That's why I always keep you close, because I'd never let anyone take you from me. It doesn't matter who comes knocking or how many. If they're trying to take you from me, I'll turn them into dust. You're mine, and only mine. And no one, and I mean no one, is going to change that. Got it, darling? Of course you do. You're such a quick learner. Why, I remember when I first claimed you. You learned immediately that running away from me is a bad idea. You're so smart and obedient. And that's one of the many reasons I love you. Anyway, what other bottles do we have here? Smuggler? Nah. Deserter? I just had like 2 bottles of that the other day. I'm good on deserter for now. Blood of a Liar? Yeah, I guess I could go for a little liar blood right now. Now that's the good stuff. That's what a liar should be like. We've got another wife this time, but unlike the traitor bottle I started out with, she's actually a good one. See, her husband actually committed murder, but she lied to the police to cover it up. Now that is some lying I can get behind. That's the sort of wife a girl really should be like. She even helped bury the body. If that's not loyalty, I don't know what is. This woman is seriously a model for people everywhere. Well, kind of. She wasn't very good at lying. But hey, her heart was in the right place. And it also pumped some delicious, delicious blood. It kind of makes me sad you don't commit any serious crimes the police would question me about. I'd love to lie like that to the police for you. As a display of my absolute, unwavering loyalty to you. And hey, I'd be a much better liar than she was. I've had a lot of blood. Maybe I should call it quits? What the heck. Just one more bottle couldn't be so bad. Let's see, what's left? Blood of an arsonist? Well,
That's certainly rare, but not particularly tasty. It tastes like watered-down lemonade. No, thank you. There's also some blood of a vandal. I don't know why I even buy this anymore. It tastes like vanilla ice cream topped with gravy. Not a good combination. No way! We still have some? I thought I drank it all! Oh, this is wonderful! Darling, you have no idea how good this tastes. This is my favorite flavor right here. It's blood of a stalker. Oh, I wish I could tell you how absolutely divine this tastes. But there isn't really a food I can compare it to. It's just so... so... unique! Just imagine the best taste you've ever tasted, okay? Imagining it? Now multiply that by 10, and then multiply it by 10 again, and then this blood still tastes even better than that! Okay, I can't wait any longer. I want to savor every sip, but I know I can't control myself, so pardon my lack of table manners while I chug this bad boy. Ugh. That's it! That hits the spot! Sometimes I forget why I even drink blood other than yours. Well, other than sparing you a death from excessive blood loss, of course. But then bottles like this remind me. Oh, you have no idea how good this girl was. She threw away her entire life to stalk the man she loved. She stopped showing up for work. She did everything to make more time for stalking. At first she stopped cooking. She switched to making quick microwave meals. But then she eventually just stopped even eating, really. She was too hyper-focused on stalking her crush. Nothing dissuaded her. Not threats of legal action. Not actual legal action. Nothing. Now that is dedication. That's the type of flavor that every blood should strive to achieve. And you know, I really see a lot of myself in her. Because I could watch you every second of my life and never get bored. Because you are so absolutely breathtakingly stunning. You're a miracle of the universe. I love you. I love you. I love you, my one and only darling. You deserve every last luxury. You deserve to wear the finest clothes, to sleep on the softest beds, and to eat the most delectable meals. Which reminds me, just where is your food?